This was Richard Keller 3 years ago explaining the symptoms of mild traumatic brain injury.
I can't remember anything. I can't remember how to make coffee. I can't remember if I took my Vicodin. I'll forget that I went to the bathroom.
And this is how Keller describes his symptoms today.
It's not really a fog. It's just little bursts of anger because you just start to get tired of it. Really, really tired of not being able to remember certain things or having to write everything down or keeping a schedule on you.
3 years later, and Keller's brain still isn't working right. We're sitting in the living room of his disheveled house in Lakewood, Washington. It's just a couple of miles from the local VA hospital. Keller hasn't shaved. His eyelids are heavy. He's still on about 8 different medications for his various physical and emotional wounds of war. But the wound that bothers him the most, more than his scarred nose, more than his PTSD, is his brain injury.
I'm just at a loss of what to do. I'd expect that I'd be able to remember a little bit more, or be more cognitive, or doing the 9-to-5 and the rest of that. But as of right now, I don't think it's possible.
Keller is going to community college. He's taking one class. That's all he can manage. He's working on his prerequisites for nursing school, but it hasn't been going well. He's flunked a couple of science courses. He says when it comes to test time, he can't remember the information. Dan Compsia is Keller's mental health counselor. He calls his client a bright young man, but he says the brain injury is a real problem. Compsia is frustrated with the Veterans Administration.
He's not getting the kind of treatment from the VA that he should be getting. It's not enough. Definitely not enough.
Keller works on memory skills with a VA speech pathologist, but it's just once a month. At one point, he was prescribed weekly sessions. Even that is pretty minimal, says Dr. Keith Cicerone.
I would say that's not sufficient. That's not going to turn this guy's life around.
Cicerone heads the brain injury program at the Johnson Rehabilitation Institute in New Jersey. He says his patients are in rehab up to 15 hours a week.
We're really teaching people how to live with a disability or how to live with a traumatic brain injury. And if he's 3 years post, then we would make the assumption that, unfortunately, this is likely to be a permanent chronic illness.
But that's not how the VA views mild brain injuries. Here's what VA guidelines say. There's no proven link between mild TBI and long-term neurocognitive problems. Patients are to be reassured and encouraged that full recovery is expected. If the symptoms persist, VA doctors are instructed to consider other factors, like psychiatric disorders.
The symptoms can be caused by anything. They're only symptoms.
Dr. Natalie Dong runs the Polytrauma Center at the Veterans Administration Hospital, where Richard Keller is being treated. 300 pages of medical records that I reviewed show the VA has done a lot to help him cope with individual complaints. But Dong calls it a red herring to focus on what's causing the memory problems. It could be the brain injury, PTSD.
We cannot fix damaged nerves in the brain. What we can do is teach people workarounds. We teach them compensatory strategies. We work with them on list making, cognitive prosthetics, use of a digital voice recorder, for instance, use of calendar systems.
Why not offer a more aggressive suite of therapies where they really are here a lot of hours of the week?
If we have patients with very high levels of need, then we provide very high levels of service.
Do you have anybody here 5 days a week that's mild or moderate brain injured?
On the outpatient side, I don't believe we do.
New brain research may ultimately change how the VA diagnoses and treats mild traumatic brain injury. Dr. Elaine Peskind is a VA and University of Washington psychiatrist in Seattle. She just released a new brain scan study of veterans with mild TBIs.
We're seeing this that as long as, you know, average of 5 years out, there are long-term, persistent, chronic changes in the brain.
Back at Richard Keller's house, he suddenly realized he doesn't know where his wallet is. He says this happens all the time. I follow him out to his car. He rifles around inside.
So what happened there?
Oh, I left a bunch of stuff in my car.
Including your wallet?
Yeah.
I can tell it kind of makes you mad at yourself.
Yeah, it's just about the millionth time it happened. It just gets old, really old.
When we first met Keller 3 years ago, he had a wife, Cherie, to help him remember. but they've split up. Now this former soldier, who once led a squad of 8 men, is trying to keep things together by himself. He admits he's not the best patient. He misses appointments, gets frustrated with some of the brain exercises he's supposed to do, but he also nearly gave up his life for this country.
I don't think the VA is letting me down. I just think that the system doesn't know what it's dealing with, so they can't give me the treatment that I need or deserve.
When Keller medically retired from the Army nearly 3 years ago, his captain wrote a letter. It said, "Provide this proud soldier world-class treatment in order to ensure he remains a top-flight contributing member to society." Keller says today he's the least productive person he knows. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.